I'm looking for James. Is he in?
Who?
James?
Which James you talking about?
James Walker Jr. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm Jr. He's the third.
Wow. Are you someone that helps out with the finances by any chance?
Do I now?
Do you help out with the finances by any chance?
What kind of finances?
I'm just following up with some financing you guys did with GE back in 2009. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
Yeah, it wouldn't be me. It bound to be my son. Hold on a second.
Hi, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today? Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to follow up. Our bank.
Hello.
Hi, James. How's it going today? This is Elias Klum from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Calling from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
Are you looking for James Walker Jr. or James Walker III?
I think James Walker III. Jr. told me that he was, he didn't really deal with the finances too much, but he told me that you helped out more with that than he did.
Yeah, I'm the third. Junior's the owner of the business.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm just following up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed out to you maybe two and a half weeks ago. It was based on some financing you guys did with GE back in 2009. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
Yeah, dude. See, I don't know why he told you I handle any of that, because I sure don't. That's him and Renee.
Okay, so you don't handle too much of the finances, huh?
No, it's not for me.
Hello?
How's it going today?
Good. What can I help you with?
So, I'm just following up on a pre-approved finance offer we sent to you based on that previous financing history that you had. You guys are pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. I just want to kind of see what you guys had in the pipeline and what you guys are working on right now.
I don't need any financing. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's okay. I just want to let you know you guys have been pre-approved for it. I wasn't really trying to like hard badger you about it. I just kind of wanted to talk about the business, see what you guys have been up to recently. How's it been going?
Hey, everything's been going fine. Ain't got a problem.
Yeah, you guys been keeping busy?
Yep, staying pretty busy.
That's rad. Have you guys been looking into any growth plans for this year or next?
I mean, we can, but I mean, I don't need any money to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a good thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever bring on equipment during the year? Do you know when the last time you did was?
I bought 2 or 3 pieces last year.
Okay, okay. Are you guys looking to replace anything?
I mean, I replace it as it breaks. It's like an AC machine I just replaced.
That's a good way to do things, right?
Yeah.
If I was able to unlock 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what would you be able to do with that? Would you guys be able to have any growth that you could maybe use that for, or maybe some new equipment, something like that?
Are you talking about far as a loan?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just talking about kind of like unlocking your some unsecured cash for you guys here.
No, I don't need anything.
No?
No.
Well, that's good. Do you guys usually, is there a time of the year where you guys kind of assess everything and bring on financing or a little extra capital?
Well, I mean, I've been fortunate. I don't need any money. My problem is money. I don't know what to do with what I got.
That's always good, right?
I don't know. Sometimes it'd be a pain in the butt.
man, I don't know if I've heard that one before, but hey, lucky you.
Well, it can be. I'm serious. I mean, where do you put it? You don't do nothing when you put it in the bank. It just sits there.
That's true. That's true.
You can't make it do nothing. It's just there. It's just to bother you.
Kind of like a bee that just keeps stinging, right?
Exactly.
What kind of got you into the industry, Jimmy?
man, I've done this my whole life. Just
yeah.
Just hell, I needed something to ride when I was little, and the only way to get it was to buy it and fix it myself. All
right, all right. Do you like repairing cars? What's your favorite car to work on?
I mean, I like a. There's a lot of them I like. I hate damn Cadillacs, Mercedes, and BMWs.
Yeah, right.
If that tells you anything, the rest of them's all right.
What are you driving now?
Me?
Yeah.
We got like 9 vehicles.
Oh, man. How do you even take the time to ride all those things, man?
Well, that's the problem. I got 9 vehicles insured, and I walk to work. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to do things, though.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, I know you might not be looking for anything right now, but if in the future you need anything, I'd be happy to help you out. I know you guys look for equipment every couple months, but we can definitely help you out with something like that.
Well, like I say, if you want to try back next year, we might have some luck, but you know, I don't need anything this year.
Yeah, I understand. Have you guys heard of Section 179, though, at all?
I haven't, no.
No? So pretty much what it is just a government allowance of letting you get a tax write-off for some equipment that you bring in. And right now, currently, legislator has the maximum up to $500,000. Is that something that you might be interested in taking advantage of?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay. Did you take advantage of any of it last year?
My wife handles all that stuff with the CPA and stuff like that. I'm sure we did.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you typically operate at a break-even point or a small loss carry forward from last year? Anything like that?
We used to have profit, yeah.
Yeah, usually have a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather pay taxes on or pay taxes on a board or a piece of equipment or offset to a tax exposure?
No, I had to buy some stuff last year, so I wouldn't have to pay a bunch of taxes.
All right. Are you looking to do that again?
It probably will be.
Yeah. If there's any, what would you buy if you considered it?
I don't know. Last year I bought an excavator.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you looking to buy anything like that again this year, maybe?
I might buy a bulldozer. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah? Well, I can definitely help you out in getting that bulldozer.
Well, I don't need no money getting a bulldozer. I got enough money. That's the reason I bought a bulldozer, so I ain't got to pay any more taxes.
I understand, but like, usually we help businesses out by making sure that they don't have too much cash loss at once. So by financing, it kind of lets you get that bulldozer working for you first before you even have to pay for it. So you already are making money on that, and then you start your payments. It kind of gives you a leap ahead instead of kind of depleting your account. And say, like, I know bulldozers usually go in the 6 digits, so instead of depleting 6 digits worth of money, you can kind of just pay a...
Hey, just if you want to call back next year, fine. I don't need anything to shoot.
Alrighty.
All right.
Well, is it okay if I check in with you once a quarter, maybe closer to the end of the year, see if you need anything?
If you want to, it'd be fine. I got to catch some phones. They're ringing off the hook here.
Okay. Is there a good email to send you some information?
I don't do email.
Okay, just kind of follow up.
Later.
Alrighty, Jimmy. Thanks for talking to me today. Appreciate it.
How's business going for you? Okay. How about tomorrow?